instrumental songs.
Yes.
Those which praise and worship God in the harps of voices. Those the Father wants. Speaks in Amos chapter 6, verse 5. He says that there are
is
those who dance on the instrument. Nothing like the voice of the harp. And invent instruments like of King David. But we've not done like that. Done indeed things of David.
Gotten
those who play the harps with wisdom.
And
they play them when there is the voice of the harp. And they fulfill 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 1 up to 2.
Harps,
as they sing, speak, and give prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we
understood that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life.
Jesus, you are the way.
In the song, Gambient, Yesu Yekubo. Yes. Again there, if he becomes the way, truth, and the life, and gives us his victory, on the cross he says it's finished.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there we get blessed to be with him. And we need to appear blessed. And we be blessed to be with Jesus.
Wow.
Ephesians chapter 2.
So
in those days we did not have God. Strangers to covenants of God. Right now we are more strangers and sojourners. We are of the household. We
are
blessed to be with him. With much light of his word. Again he's come to add us light of his words. Light of knowledge. Light of the vision. Light of revelation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac
Enos.
We love you all, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Again, to move rich unto you, God is mega last agenda on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Under the heading, saying still, that the book about full knowledge of God, international ministries, and God's worldwide call,
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're still moving on with the NBs. Words to put on special attention. Words those meaningful. Words and their extreme. Yes. In God's worldwide call,
Africa, Uganda.
Basic in Africa, Uganda. We are still moving on with NB number 8. Yes. You know, when you hear NB, we are saying what to put on special attention. And they are meaningful. And there are key in God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we began being told that God revealed me the book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly biblical journey. Hallelujah. That God revealed me book of remembrance through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years. From there 2005 up to 2011 in series of the visions, the dreams, the transfiguration,
azotals,
Teleportation,
Sumim,
Thummim,
Neurim,
and the Urim, the spiritual transports. And in NB8, portion A, we most understood what concerned the spiritual transports through which God passed to visit us, and we too go visit him in entire heavens. These transports where there is the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration, azotals,
Teleportation,
Sumimu,
Thummim,
Neurim, and Urim. When you speak in Numbers 10 of verse 6, he said, if there be a prophet among us and the servant of God, he can appear to him in the vision and speak with him the dreams. Now the vision, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals,
or teleportation,
Sumim,
Thummim,
ne Urim,
and the Urim,
zino ntambula za moyo.
These are spiritual transports.
Chovora banga moyobu esuli yabiri.
That's why in Job chapter 20, verse 8,
agamanti abusiwa mangunga okuolesebwa.
He flies away as the vision,
erana duka mbironge chiro,
and is chased away as the dream.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kadi bitwasubiru bitegeerako.
Those who are able to understand them,
entegeeranti okufa.
We understood that death,
si ntambula etwara okusinka.
It's not a transport which takes us to meet God, but death is an angel and close creations from the bodies of this earth and gets out their spirits. According to Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, those we are able to understand them,
we
told we shall get explained much on those transports after. But we went to understand why this heavenly journey was moved in the Bible. The heavenly biblical journey, why it was moved in the Bible, to get explained the origin of the Bible, that we are able to understand in the brief that the origin of the Bible, it springs right from the everlasting
and
to everlasting God the Father, him we began together with his word, one we know as the Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, right from above all the heavens. And when we heard in Matthew chapter 24 verse 35, we were told God the Father, when he was in the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ, he spoke saying that all things will pass away, heavens and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. They did not pass away there forever, because they came from everlasting
and
to everlasting God the Father, where he began with his word, one we know as the Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, right from above all the heavens, able to know many words on that issue, and we shall increase in knowledge always. When we finished there, we went to move to know why the heavenly journey was more than the Bible, to be able to know the reality of the Bible, And we were told the reality of the Bible, because it speaks things which were, and it speaks things which are, and it speaks even those going to come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
when it speaks things which were,
there
were those which were before creation happened, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to reach in the everlasting. When it speaks of those which are,
it
speaks from creation of the entire heavens and all the earth with their fullness. They are those which are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When
it speaks of those going to come,
and it
speaks of the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to reach into the everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well,
that is its reality. The reality of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are told according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 8, that the scriptures, when they foresaw, now these scriptures, they saw things which were before creation happened, above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to written the everlasting, and they noted, declared it to us, where we were not, before creation happened, where we do not remember what we were there, and the scriptures tell us. And the scriptures, Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2, and they begin to tell us things which are how they began to be created, the fullness of heavens and earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
they ended telling us the things going to come, the 10 new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens. That's why in Revelation 21, verse 1 and 2,
it
says, and I saw the new heavens and the new earth, and I saw the entire new heavens and the new earth, because the first heaven and the earth, they had passed away.
So, you know,
when they pass away, there are this other. Now, the reality of the Bible, the reality of the Bible,
it's
to have ability to show you things which were before creation happened. And it shows you things which are from creation of heavens and earth with their fullness. And it shows you things going to come. Heavens and earth which are when they have passed away,
it beholds
entire new heavens and the new earth, was found above all the heavens, in the beginning and the end, in the everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now when we finish there, yes, understood the third issue, why the heavenly journey was moved in the Bible, to explain the truth of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
told that first of all, Jesus Christ our Master, he is the truth of the Bible. For in him are all things in heavens and earth, right from creation, the visible and invisibles, as they are written in this book, the Bible. We got explained much there. Most of all, we look to John 14. And we were told, Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. And we knew why he is the truth, because all scriptures speak things of his. According to John chapter 5, verse 39.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But both speaks of it. They are of the entire heavens and the earth. Caused from the fullness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Things of the entire heavens and all the earth. Visible and invisible. All as they are written in the Bible. From his fullness we are given.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So John 1 verse 16, Colossians 1 verse 14 up to verse 20, and many other scriptures where we are able to indeed understand that our Lord Jesus Christ is the truth of the Bible. Because in him all fullness of the entire heaven and all the earth, right from creation of heavens and earth, visible and invisible, as written in this book, the Bible, from his fullness we are given, except lies and the acts of lies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Including sin,
the
wage of sin, it is death. And we had in John chapter
8,
verse 44, and our Lord Jesus speaks to mankind that you are of your father Satan, right from the beginning.
He
is the murderer, and you want to fulfill works of your father.
Right
from the beginning, he is the liar and the father of liars, and
is
abode in truth. And we understood that lies, something not truthful, it's not where it is in the fullness of heavens and earth. And that's why they put their hell to bind in there the liars, those who retain iniquities, and those who move in death, and end in lake of fire on day of judgment. Today we want to look at that God the Father, he too is the truth of the Bible. God the Father is the source of the Bible, is the base of truth of the Bible. We understood that Christ Jesus, our Lord, is the truth of the Bible. But him, God the Father, is the birth of the truth of the Bible. He is the base of truth of the Bible. Because he too is the truth. And in him are things in the new heavens and the new earth. God the Father is the base of truth of the Bible. Because he too is the truth. In him is fullness of the entire new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where he began with his words, our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. God the Father is the base of truth of the Bible.
And
he too is the truth of the Bible. For in him is fullness of the entire new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end, where he began with his world, our Lord Jesus Christ. When you read that statement, you can understand. Yes. You can indeed understand God the Father. And is the base of truth of the Bible. For he truly is the truth of the Bible. In him is fullness of the new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, where he began with his world, our Lord Jesus Christ. Why say he began there with the world, our Lord Jesus? If Jesus is the truth, he began with the Father. All his Father is the base of truth of the Bible.
Amen.
Indeed, have you understood that well? Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There
are many things you're going to understand there.
When he speaks
in John, John chapter 17, verse 3, he says this.
Yokana esula ya 10 na musanvu noli nyolokusa tu.
John chapter 17 verse 3.
Buno bwe bulamu obutagwao okumanya gwe Katonda omu owa mazima noyo gwatuma Yesu Kristo.
And this is life eternal, that they may know you the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
Hey.
Yes. This is the eternal life,
okumanya Katonda omu owa mazima,
to know the one true God. God the Father is truth. Christ Jesus is sent. He is truth. How can you differentiate them?
Now, see
in John 17 verse 3. Let's briefly go backwards. John chapter 14 verse 6. And we connect them.
Yokane sura ya 10 na 4 nyoro mukaga.
John chapter 14 verse 6.
Yesu namugamba nti nze kubo na mazima no bulamu.
Jesus
tewali... said Yesu namugamba nti nze kubo na mazima no bulamu. Tewali ajeri kitange wabulanga ayita munze.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes.
You
know when you pass through truth, you move to reach into truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In John 17 verse 3, eternal life is to know the one true God. In Christ Jesus is sent. And God is truth. God the Father. But John 14 verse 6, Jesus Christ tells us he too is the truth.
But
to reach the base of truth, that is Father, you pass through him. Now the Father always is the base of truth. When we speak is the best, or the best of truth,
it's
him who began with the
Christ.
Truth called the word Jesus Christ. And they began together. And they were together. And they are all the truth. That's why always you read in John 1 verse 1. And he says this. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the world, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Yes. In the beginning was the word, and the word is with God the Father. And the word, he too is God. Now it means this, that Jesus or God the Word. One we know is the Son Jesus Christ. If He is the truth,
He began there where is
God the Father, the base of the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because
when you read of in John 1 verse 1, the beginning was the Word. The Word is with God. That is one who eventually clothed flesh. We saw Him as the Son. And He is the truth.
In
John 1 verse 14, He says this. John chapter 1 verse 14.
Chigambo nafuko mubiri, nabe nako jetuli. Netula bechitibu wache. Echitibu wange choyo yazali buomu ye kachitafe. Ngaju dechisa na mazima.
And the Word clothed flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes.
When he came
with all truth, the Word came from the Father. He came full with truth. And He is truth. Sure. Yet He springs from the truth. The Father Himself. Now Jesus, out of Him to get things in the heavens and earth,
Bible
speaks of them to be the truth in Him. Even the Father, above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to reach the everlasting, in Him is fullness of the entire new heavens and the new earth, that which never ends. Yes. In Him is fullness of the entire new heavens which never ends. Yes. And the new earth. All those there. In Him, that is the truth. That's where the Bible speaks things which were and those going to come. Because those which were, they are ones we are going into as those to come. Let me first give you an example. Our Lord Jesus is image of God the Father, the express image. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the express image of God the Father. Let's read we here. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Yes. Him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God.
That's
why our Lord Jesus, if He appear truth of the Bible, and Him is all fullness of the entire heavens and earth, Bible speaks of Him to be the truth. The Father too is like that. He is His image. Him is the entire heavens and us with their fullness. That is the truth within Him. Even the Father, right above all the heavens, in Him is the entire new heavens
and
the new us with their fullness. Those which were there and those which are going to come. All that is what Bible speaks of as truth. Right there is a bit brought. But in what you first understand, that God the Father is the base of truth of the Bible. For He too is the truth. And all fullness, the entire new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where he began with his world, one we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus too is the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These
I show you here. Show you in Colossians 1 verse
15.
Jesus is the image of the Father.
He's
the image in all. If we know Jesus is the truth,
and
in him are things in the heavens and
earth,
means yes, the real image represents that of the Father.
In
all of the Father, that Jesus, to be the truth, till it represents the image of truth, that of the Father. That if in him is truth of the entire heavens and the earth, even the Father is like that, in him is truth of the entire new heavens and the new earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why in Hebrews he says this. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
Okay,
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2.
Munaku zino ezoluvanyuma yayogera naffe mu mwana guyasawo kuba omusika wa byonna era guyatonza ebintu byonna.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Verse 3.
Oyo wali okumasa amasa, n'ekitiibwa kye, n'ekifaananyi ekyembagirawo, bw'asitula ebintu byonna, n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza bwe, bwe yamala okukola okunaaza ebibi, n'atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu.
Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had been himself purged out sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
He,
yes.
His
express image of the Father in whole. If Jesus appears to be truth of the Bible, and in him are things of the entire heavens and earth, as they are written in the Bible, and indeed it's the image of the Father, that the Father indeed he too is truth, but in him is the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. In there above the all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, that's where there are things which were, even those going to come. Now today, things we are onto, there are those there of the heavens and earth with their fullness, and they are shadows of the originals. These are shadows of the originals. Yes. Heavens and earth which are there today, images of the new heavens and the new earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want to take you in big things now, but in you, you enter in John 17, verse 3, that this is eternal life, to know the one true God, and Christ Jesus is sent. Know that God the Father is the truth, but even Christ Jesus, now God the Father, is the base of the truth and is the truth, and in him are things in the new heavens and the new earth. They are found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is where he began with his words, one we know as Son Jesus Christ, and he too is the truth. It means, come in John 14 verse 6. Jesus said he is the truth. And written of him in this book, the Bible. But he said even the Father is just like that. Now the truth that the Father is the base of truth, the truth of the Bible. In the time Bible speaks of things which were and both going to come, it's the new heavens and new earth. It's the entire new heavens and the new earth and all their fullness. Whatever it speaks of, they are of truth, they are there. There are those which were and they are ones going to come. That's why in Ecclesiastes God tells you at the end of all he seeks things which were. Now to the heaven and the earth after they have passed away, we move to new heavens and the new earth. But Bible spoke of all those. But new heavens and the new earth, they are once found in the Father above all the heavens. For a reason, God, the Father is one above all things. God the Father is one above all things. According to Ephesians 4 verse 6. Ephesians 4:6.
Katonda omu kitaye wa bonna afuga byonna ayita mu byonna era ali mu byonna.
One God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Yes, one God, Father of all, who is above all. He passed through all and he works in all. Now moving from planet earth to pass through the entire heavens, you go right above all the heavens. You've headed on to the Father, the base of truth. That's why Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. He said, if you ascend past through all the heavens, you've gone above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. But right there,
it's
where we find the new heavens and the new earth. Let's read we here. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9.
Naye kigambo ekyo ti yalinnya kigamba ki wabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Olinnya lw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Eyakka era yeewuuyo eyalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyoka atuukirize byonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. Yes. Him who descended on the earth, our Lord Jesus Christ, after he ascended, passed through all the entire heavens, going on to the Father above all the heavens. Ephesians 4 verse 6,
seed
one God, Father of all, he is above all. Now above all things, when you reach there, when you've entered in the Father, there you find entire new heavens and the new earth, even their fullness. All those Bible spoke them.
It
means it spoke truth.
And
time it speaks it from its base, the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why Revelation 22.
No,
Revelation chapter 21. Verse 1. If you are to see entire new heavens and the new earth, the earth and the entire heavens which is, they have to first pass away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read we hear. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1.
Nenda beguru elijja nense mpya Kubanga eggulu ery'olubereberye n'ensi ey'olubereberye nga bigenze, n'ennyanja nga tekyaliwo.
And I saw a new heavens and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Yes.
Yasobola okulaba eggulu erijja n'ensi.
Able to see the new heavens and the new earth.
Eggulu n'erijja n'ensi zonna.
New heavens and the new earth.
Because
the entire heavens which was and all the earth which are today, they had passed away. Now I've told you like this. Ephesians 4 verse 6. One God, Father of all, who is above all, above all the heavens, His fullness there,
new endless heavens.
It makes up heavens empya ezitakoma.
With their fullness.
Era ne bujufu bwazo.
And the new plants, new earth.
Nensi empya.
Byonna Bible ya
byogera. All Bible spoke them.
Munkome kyo ya byonna.
At the end of it all,
Katonda chigambo.
God the world.
Wetumanyi ngomwa
na Yesu. One with no son Jesus Christ.
The mazima ga Bible.
Is the truth of the Bible.
Agogera.
That speaks.
Bujufu bonno bwe guru.
All fullness of the heavens
Nesizun,
and all the earth, the visible and the visibles, as they are in Jesus Christ. And God the Father is the base of truth of the Bible, and He too is truth of the Bible. Where there is fullness of the new heavens that is unending.
New endless heavens.
New endless heavens. And the new earth. Was found above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end. In the everlasting. But Him, God the Spirit, is one who gathered all those. And Him is called the Spirit of Truth.
He
is one who gathered all the truth of fullness of the heavens and earth. As they are in Christ Jesus. He brought them in the book Bible. He gathered all the truth that in the Father, above all the heavens, in the new heavens and the new earth. He puts them in the Bible. He is called Spirit of Truth. One who gathered all of truth of God the Father, above all the heavens, in the new heavens and the new earth, and all the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Him is fullness of the new entire heavens and the earth. He wrote in the book of the Lord. God the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord,
is
called the Spirit of Truth. Able to write the entire truth that in the Father and that in the Son Jesus Christ. He put in the book Bible. Now who else do you want? That's why always we tell you, be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
you will abide in truth which is full, perfected. Are we together?
In
John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, he says this.
Yohane sura ya 14 n'olinyira 16.
John chapter 14 verse 16.
Nage ndisaba kitange naye alibawo omubeezi omulala abeerenga nammwe emirembe n'emirembe.
And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may be abide with you forever.
Olinyira 17.
Verse 17.
Omwoyo w'amazima ensi gwe teyinza kukkiriza kubanga temulaba so temumanyi mwe mumutegeera. kubanga abera jemuri era nabera ngamumwe.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you.
He,
yes,
atondo omoyo,
God the Spirit,
oba omoyo wa mukama,
or the Spirit of the Lord,
aitibwa omoyo wa mazima,
is called the Spirit of Truth.
Kusinda ku Yohana sura ya 14,
according to John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17,
omoyo wa mazima,
that the Spirit of Truth,
lwaki aitibwa omoyo wa
mazima, why called Spirit of Truth?
Era singa bulijjo batuka,
just
lwaki ye moyo wa mazima?
They ask, why is he Spirit of Truth? Because he gathered all truth right from the base of truth. That is God the Father. In him is the entire new heavens and the new earth and their fullness, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, in the everlasting. And he wrote all that truth in the Bible.
Amen.
And he gathered all the truth that in Christ Jesus
is
the entire fullness of the entire heavens and all the earth, those in Christ. He wrote in the book. He got called the Spirit of Truth. That's why I always read Isaiah. Isaiah 34:16. And they say, seek in the book of the Lord. None written will lack its merit. The mouth of the Lord commanded
this,
including the Father and the Son. And the Spirit of the Lord gathered. He gathered all of them, wrote down of the truth the Father and of the truth the Son. All written in the Bible. If you don't want to believe the Father, you don't want to believe our Lord Jesus, you don't want to believe the Holy Spirit,
you
don't have any truth, you will believe. Mary is not the truth. Allah is not the truth. All those not God
who's
ever created heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
Let's read Isaiah 34.
Isaiah sura ya 34,
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kubyo na chimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga kamwa kange kekalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack her meat, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Him, the Spirit of Truth, he gathered up everything. All the truth that in the Father who is above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, above all the heavens,
we
find entire new heavens, that unending heavens. Yes. In all the new earth, all he wrote them down. He wrote them as those which were. He wrote them as those things to come.
He
got all the truth that in God the world. That's the old Son, Jesus Christ.
It's
the fullness of the heavens and earth which are. All he wrote them down. And they say that one is the Spirit of Truth. All the other spirits we don't want to know, they are not of truth.
Wow.
You know why? None was able to write what was in the Father above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, preaching the everlasting, except the Spirit was in him. No one write all in the heavens and the earth, except the Spirit in the Christ, the Spirit of Truth. No white
didn't deceive you
that they wrote down the Bible. He's not there.
Hallelujah.
He's one, the Spirit of Truth. You know why?
Bible
holds things you've never heard of, even what I speak of now, that you've never seen, and it's what it speaks. Even in your hearts, they have never entered. But who revealed them?
Say,
they were revealed us by the Spirit. One who searched all truth. That of God, all of
this,
all the deep things, and he wrote them down. For who understand things of God, except the Spirit of God in him. Which why it was involved in this.
You
stop thinking Bible is the book of those whites. Not. There is a Spirit of truth who wrote down all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're
in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11.
1 Corinthians
chapter 2, verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bye litalabangako, n'okutu bye kutawuliranga, n'ebitayingiranga mutima gwa muntu, byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10.
Naye ffe Katonda yatubikulira ku bw'omwoyo, kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebyobuziba ebya Katonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 11.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye? Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda si wali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. There's no man here. There is none in the children of men who could gather truth that's in the Father above all the heavens. Fullness of the new heavens and new earth, those unending, in the everlasting. And he writes as things which were, and he writes as what's going to come. And he come right all truth that's in Christ. It's fullness of the entire heavens and all the earth. And he writes them. And he separates the lies which is coming the midst there. But they have told you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. That still what eye has not seen. Never seen above all the heavens.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wow.
And you've never seen before creation happened.
But
to see before creation happened, you have to go above all the heavens.
Wow.
And
you didn't see of the beginning and the end, you just read it. In Genesis 1 verse 1. That in the beginning there, God created heaven and earth. You were not there, the Spirit was there, is one who speaks them. In the beginning, he was there. Don't you see in Genesis 1 verse 2? He was on the depth of the water, spread on the waters.
Amen.
Was there any white man there?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now what your eye has not seen, ears have never heard, even they have never entered in the heart, God prepared them for you already. He sent his Spirit, put them in the Bible.
But
Spirit searches everything which was there. That point, even those to be all, he writes them. The Spirit of truth. And these usually claim the Spirit has come upon you, that you usually do out there. I will ask that Spirit of truth who has come on that your head, you Spirit of truth, when you gather truth in the Bible, you in the Father you began where? And the spirit of truth is good. That when he was writing, he first heard from the Father in you. I know things there. But first repeat them for me. And he heard them. The Bible says, he does not speak what he wants, what he hears.
And he
says, though I've searched about them, I know them. Even all the depth. But repeat, tell them to me. I hear, confirm whether they are the ones. You know, demons fall upon you out there. And you claim the spirit has come. I will question that spirit. The Bible says we don't stop in spirits, but we test the spirits. I will ask questions. That's why they don't come here to meander from here. I am the spirit. I've come. You've come. You stop there. You are the spirit of truth? Yes. Tell me the spirit which confirms your spirit of truth. It's in America.
Okay.
Oh, fine. They cannot come here.
I ask
how it began gather up truth. Oh my God. The good thing, spirit of truth does not get off. Yes. In John chapter 16, verse 13 to 15, he says this.
Yokane sura ya 10 na mukaga nolinyirwa 13.
John chapter 16 verse 13.
Nebu alija oyo omoyo wa mazima anabalungamyanga mazima gonna kubanga tayogerenga ku bubuyeka nebyo nabiyana uliranga byanayogeranga ye anababuliranga ibigendo okujja.
But when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Yes. When he comes, spirit of truth, he has to guide us in all truth. Before he goes, I ask you first, tell me all truth how it is. Tell me the base of truth. He has to guide us in all truth.
Wow.
He does not speak what he wants. Even though we have heard he can search the deep things of the Father. As he's going to write them in his book, he first hearkened afresh. Father, things in you there is what and what? That is that too. I saw it in you.
Yes,
I went there in everlasting. That you've spoken it indeed truth. He heard it from the world. The truth in you, how is it? Yes. I will say that from the everlasting. Proverbs 8, verse 22 below. It's true, you were with him. I saw it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know Bible when it speaks. In 1 Timothy chapter 4,
says,
many in the last days will depart from the faith, hearing the seven spirits and teaching of demons. Right now we,
oh
my God, When we handle the heavenly biblical journey,
in
meaning explain the origin of the Bible, the reality, the truth of the Bible, and we know it, that it is Christ. In Him is fullness in the heavens and the earth, right from creation, visible and invisible. For from His fullness we were given, except lies alone, and acts of lies, including sins, and the wage of sin, death. And the others, that's the base of truth. It's the Father. God the Father. He too is the truth. In Him is the new unending heavens and the unending earth. Those found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, in the everlasting. And we know God, the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord, is the Spirit of truth. He gathered all truth in the Father, above all the heavens, the beginning and the end.
We
find new heavens and new earth. Gathered all truth in the Christ, fullness of heavens and earth. Now, what are you going to deceive us? Pastor Benjamin,
the
person tells you worship what other thing? Let us see way of the Bible. How do they get the Bible from the everlasting? And it is put in heaven, and out of it they remove a copy. It is sent on the earth. The way of the Bible, right from the everlasting, above all the heavens, and it is brought in heaven, and there they make a photocopy, and it is sent on the earth. We begin from there tomorrow. Or you can make it, we proceed on. Yes. Does it come from the everlasting? How does it come from the everlasting? And it is brought in the heavens, which is, and they get out a copy, it's brought on the earth. Yes. When you understand these things, when they will tell you Bible is outdated, like the mad people out in the world, they say, tell them, look at these mad people.
You
don't know how Bible comes from everlasting. And it's brought in the heavens, which is, and out of make a photocopy, and it's sent on the earth. When you know there, no one will deceive you that whites wrote it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when you go briefly back, Isaiah 34:16, after the Spirit of the Lord has gathered it in the everlasting, again, one who came with it is called the Word. Yes. He came with it right in the third heaven. Yes. The Spirit picked it from there, put it in the covenant box in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Let's read slowly. Isaiah chapter 34:16.
munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibulwa kwebyo na kimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwa kange kekalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikunganyiza.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes.
Oyo.
Him.
Yeah,
is one who gathered the book very well. After he gathered it, he gave it what we call God the Word. One we know as Son Jesus Christ. When they were still in the everlasting. At the beginning and the end, above all the heavens. That's why you say, when on the world he told them, the book was written about me. And he proved, and he gave it a name, Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You anytime you read Hebrews,
chapter 10, verse 6 to 7.
Always take it above the heavens, for it's where it begins to speak from. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have had no pleasure.
Verse 7.
Then say I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do your will, O God.
Looked
and they said, this is the word. It's written of me. Now one
said,
I'm not contented with Hebrews. After this book was written, no one had ability to open it. And the entire heavens and the earth, none had. Only the everlasting one was able to open it. The Lamb of God. The Word Jesus Christ. I add on.
You
still argue with Hebrews. There's not, you're not contented. Yes. You may argue, say no.
Isaiah
34.
Verse 16,
I'm contented. The Spirit wrote it. But who did he hand it to when it was finished? I give you Hebrews 10, verse 6 to 7. It's written of me. No one is written, but it's mine.
No,
and you agile
have
brought revelation. No one was able to open it after it was written. We are in Revelation chapter 5.
Let's
come from verse 3. Revelation chapter 5, verse 3.
Ne wankubadde wansi w'ensi, eyayinza okwanjuluza ekitabo, ne wankubadde okukitunuulira.
And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the scroll, neither to look therein on.
Olinyolokona.
Verse 4.
Nage nekaba nnyo amaziga. Kubanga tewalabika eyasaanira okwanjuluza ekitabo. Newankubadde okukitunuulira.
And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the scroll, neither to look thereon.
Olinyolokutaano.
Verse 5.
Omu ku bakadde n'angamba nti, tokaaba, laba, empologoma omu kika kya Yuda, ekikolo kya Dawudi, yawangula, okwanjuluza ekitabo, n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to lose the seven seals thereof.
Hey.
Yes. Who had the ability? After the Holy Spirit wrote it, he handed it in the hands of the Father. The Father said, who can read out to prove what is written? And the Word said, give it to me. And right from those seasons is the one who has it.
Amen.
And when they came from above all the heavens, the creation of heavens and earth, he is one who came with it. Those are ancient worlds. If you're not going in the heavenly biblical journey, there is nothing you can speak of them.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
That's why you see always. Our Lord Jesus, after he rose up here, he passed through all the heavens. Always is one was given power to come with revelation of the heavens and earth which are. Revelation 1 verse 1, they say, let's read we here. Revelation chapter 1 verse 1.
Okubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo, Katonda kuyamua okulaga abantu be ebigwanira okubaawo amangu. N'abuulira mu malayika we ng'amutuma eri omuddu we Yokaana.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and revealed it by his angel unto his servant John. Holy Spirit wrote the book very well. He handed it to the Father. The Father is one who gives it to the Son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
after the great heaven and earth, the Word came with it. The original Bible, Yadala. After they create heavens and earth, he told the Holy Spirit, it is you going to help all creations to understand my words.
Now,
get this book, take it in the covenant box. It's where you will get it from. Reveal to humans on the earth. Reveal to all the angels, unto all creations. That's why always you read Proverbs 1 verse 28. And he says this. Proverbs
1 verse 23.
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23.
Muchuke ulokunenya kwange. Laba. Nabafukako omoyo gwange. Nafuka omoyo gwange chemuli. Nabamanyisanga ebigambo byange.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Yes. He is the one responsible now. Ever since heavens and earth were created, Holy Spirit is now one responsible on the book of the Lord. For he is one who wrote all.
And
one who knows where he can declare them to us.
In
heavens, this book is living indeed. As
we're
going to see the last portion, the life of the Bible. But the Spirit in heaven, he put it in the covenant box. Where it comes from to fly in the entire heavens. And it goes back in the covenant box. And it flies enter into the earth. The life of the Bible. We are to see it in
short.
Let us see how it appears in Zechariah.
Zechariah esule yokutano nolinyiri otsoka.
Zechariah chapter 5 verse 1.
Era nate nenyimusa amaso gange netunulira. Era laba omuzingo gwekitabo ogubuuka.
Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying scroll. Verse 2.
Nangamba nti olabye ekiggwe. Nenziramu nti ndabye omuzingo gw'ekitabo ogubuuka. Obuwanvu bwagwo emikono abiri, n'obugazi bwagwo emikono kumi.
And he said unto me, what see you? And I answered, I see a flying scroll. It is length is 20 cubits, and its breadth is 10 cubits. Yes. A flying scroll comes right from the covenant box that's in heaven. That's why Prophet Moses, he saw images of things in heaven. According to Hebrews 8, in verse 5, in there he saw the covenant box.
That's
why after he wrote the laws on tablet of stone,
and
the five books he wrote, all were put in that box.
But
that is how it appears in heaven. This book, the Bible, the book of God, the living book, and the holy book of God in heaven. It's living. It flies or it's big. The Spirit gave it life as he gathered it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And him is one who worked with angels to get from this holy living book of God which is in heaven to get out a copy, bring it on this earth, connecting with holy servants of God on the earth. Have you understood me well? I wanted to summarize them, but right now there are many things. But the Holy Spirit himself is one who led and getting a photocopy of the Bible as it is in heaven to bring it on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's
why in 2 Peter chapter 1, he said, prophets here, they did not speak what they wanted. They spoke what came from God, from the book of the Lord, as led by the Holy Spirit.
Peter 2 Peter 1:19. Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo ky'abannabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaaza eyakkira mu kifo eky'ekizikiza okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emunyenyekesa obudde n'eyaka mutima gwammwe.
What we have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed as unto the light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Verse 20.
Ngamaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo ky'abannabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekitegeeza kukoma kw'oyo yekka.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo ky'abannabbi ekyali kireteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu. Naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga balungamizibwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Did
wake up a prophet to speak what he wants. But the Holy Spirit made a photocopy. The holy living book of God which is in heaven. And he put in the prophets. That's why King David said that the Spirit of the Lord
was
upon me and the words on my tongue. It's not that. They should not deceive you that the whites wrote the Bible. Not my brethren. And you rascals. You can't sit on the Bible claim it's outdated. It's you outdated. You don't need to live on this earth. You need to be in hell. Even your brains are expired. It's not just aged alone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's read in Samuel.
Second Samuel
chapter 23 verse 2.
Omoyo gwa mukama gwayogera munze. Ekigambo kye ne kiba ku lulimi lwange.
The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. Yes. The Spirit always spoke by him, and he put the word on the tongues of the prophets. You know, you claim the Spirit has come down. I want to tell me what is brought is gotten there from which book, I will ask. And the Spirit is not there. The Lord has said, You hold salt and squeeze it. That salt will be restored in you. I would slap that which speaks such.
These
things are very clear. The Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit,
is
one who was able to make a photocopy the Holy Living Book of God which is in heaven.
As
read in the 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 up to 21. Prophets didn't speak what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God as led by the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit came down in them,
and
the word as made a photocopy in heaven, he put it on their tongue. That's why Prophet Ezekiel, one day God angered what he told them from the Lord, they didn't do it. He will abuse them. He speaks what he wants. And the Lord blocked his mouth. When we shall reach at the point of you speaking,
I
put there my words you speak, I close it after. You always get angered and you speak what you want. That generation had many false prophets, they messed up Ezekiel. And they will hear them. Hear of Prophet Jeremiah. After they hear, they say, we have heard them. We are not going to do them. We
heard
what you spoke in the name of the Lord. It is true there of God. We are not going to do them. And they say, foolish. You fools. When you restore insanity, you daft people. You will abuse them.
Ha ha ha.
now. They heard him well and he speaks very well.
He's like
speaking a sweet song to us. After they didn't do them. Just as you always mess me up, I show you another way, you take the opposite. If I had not that example, I would have insulted you a dog. What that you do, I taught you. But I don't want my mouth to be blocked. I come here when he loses me, I speak. After I finish message and he close it. But you, humans can mess up you children. I teach you other scriptures, you do what was not written. Indeed, in that generation. You can abuse people and you add in the things that God told you.
Hallelujah.
Don't be there claiming the spirit is upon you and you speak things which hold no meaning.
He's
want to put a word upon your tongue and he gets it from the Bible. But this you claim,
the Spirit of the Lord, he has said, he has said, we praise him when we take off our shirts. If a dead feet, his clothing fall off him.
Did they fall when he intended it or he never intended it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
in the summary, that's how the Spirit works. He works with the angels. At times the Spirit got the photocopy in the holy living book of God in heaven.
He
gave it to angels. He did bring it by himself.
And
the angel came with it, mostly group of angels, Gabriel. And he tells you, what I've come to tell you, they are noted in the scriptures of truth.
I
don't tell you what I've been thinking along the way. Yes. Daniel chapter 10. Then said he, know you why I come unto you? And now will I return fight with the prince of Persia? And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse
21.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things, but Michael, your prince. Yes. Them to the Spirit, give them. Get them from the other book. The holy living book of God that in heaven. He gives the angels.
So
angel has said in Daniel 10, 20 to 21. I want to tell you what is noted in the scriptures of God. They got them, the other scriptures they brought on the earth. That's why in the heavenly journey.
Said,
they are studying in the Bible copy of heaven. To be able to give me book of remembrance. For the Bible on the earth, there was twisting meaning of some scriptures. Even subtracting and adding in them.
And
the world, there are many Bible versions which confuse. Now, this book of remembrance
is
started in the original Bible of heaven. Out of the gold, the photocopy this brought on the earth. Now me, when I hold all version Bibles of the world, I just know that this
verse
was removed from this Bible version, but it is in the other version. We get it, restore it. This was twisted meaning
in
this Bible of good news, but in Gideon it remained and it's right.
Most
is where they ask me, how can you realize and understand it? There is an original Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why all servants of God, they end up saying, we don't think that what we write, we hold an ability by ourselves to write them. But they said all ability, sufficiency came from God. Because the Spirit is one who brought from the heavenly Bible. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter
3. 2
Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 4.
Era bwetutyo bwetwesiga Katonda kubwa Kristo.
And such trust have we through Christ towards God. Verse 5.
Si kubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli. Naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Yes.
Have
anything they wrote or they spoke by themselves. Told you they spoke what came from God. As they're led by the Holy Spirit. Because they made photocopy from the book of God in heaven. And brought in the apostles and the prophets. Or at time he sends them an angel. And the rightful angel of God has to bring from the holy book the Bible copy of heaven.
In
this time the copy we have on the earth. So some versions they have twisted meaning, subtracting and adding in them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why in Galatians 1 verse 6 up to verse 8 you will read it. They say whether an angel, if they bring another gospel, let him be cast.
Of course,
heaven's the book is there. And even prophets themselves, when you read Jeremiah 36, Jeremiah wrote the first book and they burnt it. If he had planned it and worked on it himself, he wrote it again without faulting anywhere. And the Spirit downloaded many others to add on. I will tell you more when the time is due. This time we pass through in the summary. That is the way of the Bible. But the life of the Bible, the Bible in heaven is not letters.
Mm-mm.
No. It is spirit of life. And when the Spirit was gathering it, he passed it through seven spirits. And he gave it life of wisdom, of understanding, life of counsel, inspiration, life of light, of enlightening, the envisioning, revealing. He gave it fear of God, bringing to hate evil, help many depart from evil. filled its glory of the Lord, passed through Spirit of the Lord, and praises of the Lord. It's not letters. No. Here on earth is where we see letters in photocopy. But as time has gone, let's see life of the Bible day of tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading with us the Bible. Thank you for noting in your book. Thank you for believing. You've already put in action. You're going to spread to the many. That blessing to be with you.
In the
name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.